Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 14th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviz, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hay. Prusbul Hamukdam. What about if a prusbul, a document that was written where they give their debts, the lender gives his debts to the Beis Din to collect? What happens if the date was written earlier than the actual prusbul was done? For example, the prusbul was written on the 1st of Nisan, and the person wrote a date of the 1st of Adar. He predated it by a month. Kosher. Says the Mishnah, the prusbul is kosher. Why? Because by making the date earlier, the borrower doesn't lose, it's the lender who loses. Because the prusbul, which is done to stop his debts being cancelled, will only be effective from the 1st of Adar going backwards. And that means that any loans after the 1st of Adar will be cancelled by the Shemitah year. Whereas in fact, it's written on the 1st of Nisan, he had the opportunity to keep his debts, of DL to collect his debts all the way up to the 1st of Nisan. But by putting an earlier date, he's actually giving the borrower more chance or more debts to be cancelled by the Shemitah. Habaham Ucher, but if a date was written that's later than the date that was actually written on, then possible. For example, if it's being written in the 1st of Nisan and he wrote, for the 1st of Iyar, I hereby give the my debts to Beis Din, that's possible. Why? Because by using this prusbul, the date of it, the purported date, allows the malva to be able to collect all the loans that he's made, even right up to the 1st of Iyar. Well, that's illegal, because the prusbul should only be effective for loans made up to the 1st of Nisan, not Iyar. And even though the loans made before the first of Nisan would be collectible by this prusbul, nevertheless, once it's possible, because of that the cheating that's possible by collecting debts after the 1st of Nisan, the Chachamim said, as a penalty, we will declare the whole prusbul invalid. Shtorei chov hamukdamim pasulim. A loan contract, a loan document that is predated is possible. It's exactly the opposite of a prusbul. Why is that so? That's because from the date written in the shtar, the properties of the borrower become mortgaged to the lender. And if after the date that's written in the shtar, a borrower sold his property, and the time of payment comes up and the borrower doesn't have money to pay, the lender can effectively collect the debt from fields that were sold after the date of the borrowing. They're called nechosim shabodim. And if he predates it, then if the lender predates the document, the loan contract, then effectively the lender is giving himself an extra time to be able to collect debts from properties that were sold from the date of the shtar, which is totally wrong. He can only collect from properties that were written, that were sold after the loan was made. And if the loan was made a month later than what it's written in the shtar, then he's allowing himself to cheat, to collect lekuchos illegally. And therefore the rabbis made the whole shtar possible. V'hamo ochorim, but any shtaris, any loan contracts where the date was written later then the date the loan took place, ksherim. Those loan documents are perfectly kosher. Why? Because the lender only hurts himself. Because by putting a later date, he's effectively making himself not able to collect from any land that was sold before the date written in the shtar. So if the date was written, for example, 1st of Iyar, and the loan actually took place on the 1st of Nisan, then all the properties that were sold between Nisan and Iyar, he's robbing himself of the opportunity to collect from them, because the loan contract says it only took place in 1st of Iyar. So then the loan contract would be kosher. Echod lova mechamisha, if one person borrowed from five lenders, Kosev He will need a scribe. He will need to be written to get a prosbul written. This special document for each and every lender, because every lender needs his own prosbul. However, chamisha loivin me'achat, if you have five people borrowing from one lender, in a kosev el prosbul achat, then the lender only has to write one prosbul, because there's only one lender, and a prosbul is enough to cover. One prosbul can cover all the debts that this lender has given. Mishnah Vav. Ein kosven prosbul el la karka. We only write a prosbul if there's land. That means the borrower has to have some land. And why is that? Because if the borrower has land, then we say it's as if the debt's already been collected. And therefore the borrower or the lender is not violating lo yigois. He shall not demand the payment of the loan, because it's as if he's been paid for it. Land is something that is mortgaged to the loan, and we say it's as if the loan's paid up. Some say the reason is because it was so unusual to have a loan to lend money to a borrower without any land. So since it's an unusual case, the Chachamim did not make a takana, did not make a prosbul. Imainlai, what happens if the borrower doesn't have land, and he wants to get a loan, and the borrower and the lender wants to lend him, but the borrower doesn't have any land? Mezakehu b'soich sadeu kolsho. Says the Mishnah, what the Malva can do is he can give the borrower a little plot of land, a tiny plot of land, and based on that plot of land that now the borrower owns, he can lend as much money as he wants. And what we say is, we say that even if it's a much larger debt than the value of that little bit of land, we say it's sufficient. It's sufficient to be able to collect all the debt. What we say is he's collecting it, and then he's again collecting it. We'll soon see why there is this leniency. What happens if the borrower had land that he had already mortgaged to another lender somewhere in the city? Even that will be all right to write a prosbul over it, even though it's already been mortgaged. His land's not freehold at all. It's been mortgaged for another loan. Doesn't matter. Again, we'll see why there's so much leniency. And it doesn't have to be even in that city. When the Mishnah says Bo'ir, it could be even in another city. Rabbi Chutzpah Zomer, he says, Koisvin, we can write a prosbul, le'ish al nechse ishto, for a man, even if his wife's got properties, not the husband. But the husband at least has the right to eat the fruits of that property. That would be sufficient, again, to satisfy the conditions for writing a prosbul for such a borrower, if his wife has land where he can eat the fruits. V'lei somim al nechsei apotropin. Similarly, one can write a prosbul for orphans who want to borrow money and have no land, but the apotropos, their guardian, the person who's taking care of their business affairs, has borrowed for the sake of the orphans, even if they don't have land. But if the guardian has land, that's fine. You can write a prosbul on the properties as well. Why? Because he's borrowing it. The guardian's borrowing it, even though he's not borrowing it for himself. He's borrowing it from them. For them, it doesn't matter. Why all these leniencies in the case of the prosbul? And the reason is because the whole takana, the whole remedy of the prosbul, was for the sake of the poor. And because of that, the Chachamim did not want to impose any harsh conditions, and they were very makel, very lenient, as we've learned in all these cases in our Mishnah just now.